everybody, and welcome back to John Last Week's. I trust you're having a wonderful day so far. I trust you've had a good week. Well, God is amazing. This week, we're going to continue what we commenced or started last week, which was about, you know, a series of events at the appointed time when David, you know, was made the king, that led David to become the king of Israel after his well over, I would say, about 15, 22 years of preparation, that he now became the king of Israel. So today we're going to be discussing Ishbosheth, right? And just even learning from Ishbosheth's experience being a king of Israel and what happened to him when Abner passed, and how it's so important that it's very key that we depend on God and not man in all our endeavors, right? We'll discuss more about that throughout this week and even next week as well. So Holy Spirit, thank you for this wonderful opportunity to speak today. Thank you for using me as a vessel unto honor. Lord, I am eternally grateful for this opportunity. As I open my mouth, Holy Spirit, fill it, more of you, less of me. I pray that you open the hearts and minds of those listening to hear the word for them, that Lord, the evidence and the purpose for these messages would indeed, you know, come to pass. In Jesus' name I have prayed. Amen and amen. So we're reading from 2 Samuel. We'll be reading from chapter 4, verses 1. And I will stick on verses 1 for a number of episodes this particular time, because there's so much to learn from just verses 1 of this particular chapter. And so it says, When Ishbosheth, son of Saul, heard that Abner had died in Hebron, he lost courage, and all Israel became alarmed. All Israel became alarmed. I have my notes here. I'm just going to read a bit as well. Now, this verse is a food for thought. Like, somebody hears a message, right, of someone that has been helping them or they have been dependent on. And that message, right, makes that person lose courage to the point where he becomes miserable. That is what happened to Ishbosheth. We have a king of Israel, so not just a follower or a person in Israel. We have the actual king of Israel losing courage because his commander-in-chief had passed. Now, we all know that Abner was the one that made Ishbosheth the king. So he took him. So if you look at 2 Samuel chapter 2, verses 8, he says, "Meanwhile, Abner, son of Ner, the commander of Saul's army, had taken Ishbosheth, son of Saul, and brought him over the Mahanaim. He had made him the king over Gilead, Asher, Jezreel, and also over Ephraim, Benjamin, and the rest of Israel." So yes, this man had made Ishbosheth king. And so he was so dependent on him because he didn't see himself as king. Right, we will discuss more about the various reasons why, you know, he lost courage. But today I want to discuss one, which is because of his dependence on man, not God. He depended on Abner for the ability to rule over Israel. Right? And when Abner died, he didn't see it possible to be able to rule over these same people that he was already appointed king over Israel. But you see, I write here that man is so fickle, right? Anything can happen that can cause or change the heart of a man as swiftly as it can be. It can be something that it can be dependent on how the man wakes up on his bed. He can change his mind as he pleases. And also, there are things that can happen in life that the man is not even aware of or knows is in the future, that can also impact how the man that is dependable, or we call dependable, may change. The word that comes to me is irresponsible, right, in that sense. But I will explain what I mean. It is not the right thing to do to be able to now take that man, right, or take whoever it is in one's life and make that man the source of one's life, because that will mean that your life would depend on how the person, you know, smiles at you every morning, you know, how the person's mood is every day. That's how your life will be following you, because you have made that person your source in whatever way or whatever form, in whatever aspect. But because man's heart is so fickle, can change anytime, which means as the man changes, you change. As the man gets upset, you get upset. As the man treats you wrongly, you get angry, because you're like, oh my God, this is the person that I'm putting my trust in and all that. And the person is not working for you, right? Because of that dependence on man that is so fickle. It's so fickle. Like, they change anytime. And guess what? Man does not know the future. You can only predict and estimate. You cannot know the exact future. Only God does. And so, man doesn't even know what's ahead of him that can prevent or stop him from helping one. Right? If you are perhaps, you know, depending on maybe somebody for a job or a contract or to help pay your bills or whatever it is, you may think, oh yes, the man has always done this all his life. Nothing can change. This is him. He's my source. But then, what about here with Abner? He just dies. Could he have known he would die that day? No. But he dies. And all one's dreams, like Jochebed, is in jeopardy. He lost courage because Abner had died. As a king of Israel, at that point in time, he was in a leadership position. And because of that, obviously, the whole of Israel was alarmed. And so I write here. You see, this is why we should depend on God. God is dependable. Full stop. This is why we should depend on God. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's constant. He's the one constant God that continues to change things in our lives. He's the one God that we can trust and depend fully. His words are yea and amen. I write here that he should be our only source. He should be the one source. God, you know, can use anybody, anything, any situation, right? He can change the heart of man to please him. The Bible says in Proverbs, right, it says that the heart of man, that's Proverbs 21 verse 1, the heart of a man is in the hands of the Lord. Like the rivers of water, he moves it as he pleases. Which means anybody that you are making as your source, God is the one that can change that person's heart in split seconds as he pleases. And which means that man's heart can easily be changed. Which means the one you should depend on is God. The one that should be your source is God. And then people around you, people in the world, God can use as different channels to your life. If one doesn't work with another person, there are so many opportunities, so many people God can use, as long as we are making him the source and not the channel, the source. Now, obviously, we are relational beings. We are meant to, you know, relate. We are called for companionship. We are called to love, support, help, etc. But then we need to understand that there's a difference between someone supporting us or helping us or a sort of relationship and someone who are making us a source of different things in our lives. There's a huge demarcation. A lot of times we may graduate somebody from being a support system or a helper to a someone that we depend on for the air we breathe. But again, these people are fickle. And it's not as if it's their fault. They don't know, right? Only God that knows. I write that let us not elevate people that are channels to become the sources. God is our only source. So I will stop here at title is called God is Dependable. Or maybe I will title it, what have I written here? Depend on man or God? And so tomorrow we'll continue the conversation and discuss even other examples as well. Holy Spirit, help us to depend on you. We know that you are dependent. You are the one true source. You are our source. Yes, you send people to support us, help us, lead us, but you are our source. Help us to fully depend on you as our source. And not elevate anyone else in our lives as our source. In Jesus' mighty name I pray, amen. Thank you for listening to me today, guys. God bless you. I love you and you. Bye.